Today, President Donald Trump pardoned the two Oregon ranchers whose case sparked the occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. The ranchers, Dwight Hammond and his son Stephen, were convicted in 2012 for setting fires on public land. After they were sentenced to 5 years in prison, eventually protester Ammon Bundy and others took over that federal wildlife refuge in southern Oregon. Here with the fuller story is Leah Sottile, host of the Bundyville podcast, which tells the story of that Malheur occupation. Leah, good to talk with you again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
These two Oregon ranchers that President Trump just pardoned, remind us, why did they set a fire on public land?
So the Hammonds live right outside of Burns, Oregon, and their property actually butts up against the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Setting wildfires, it's actually called a controlled burn in rancher parlance, but lots of ranchers do that to clear off weeds and things like that. You have to get a permit to do it, and you also want to make sure that it is controlled. In these two cases, the Hammonds lit fires on their land that spread onto public land, and that's where the issue started.
And why did they set that fire? Are you saying it was just a routine fire and a complete accident, or that there was something more going on?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, it's spreading and getting out of control. They claimed it was an accident. They didn't intend for it to go that far. However, one of those in court, when they were in court for these fires, one of the fires was thought to be covering an illegal deer hunt. But also, there were several other fires that the Hammonds were involved in that aren't talked about when we talk about these two other fires. There's at least six other ones that were either started on the Hammonds' land or that they had something to do with.
And why did the protesters, again, remind us, if you will, why did they take over and occupy the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge?
Well, so that was started by the Bundy family. And if you know anything about the Bundys, you know about their 2014 standoff down in southern Nevada over grazing fees and an impoundment of the Bundys' cattle. So they have some pretty unique ideas about what the federal government can do with public land and how much land they can own. When they got away with basically leading a militia down there in southern Nevada who pointed guns at federal agents and they were able to keep their cows, the Bundy brothers, Ammon and Ryan, went up to Burns, Oregon and took over this refuge. And they did it using the Hammond cause, despite the fact that the Hammonds said that they did not want their help, that they were going to return to jail, they were resentenced to go back to jail, and they were going to comply with that decree for them to go back. So the Bundys have a whole bunch of ideas, but they did use the Hammonds' story to kind of bring attention to their cause.
Why did President Trump say he pardoned the Hammond brothers, these two ranchers?
So, yeah, and it's actually a father and son. The reason for that was they were saying it was just an overreach. This was a miscarriage of justice as they saw it. So the Hammonds were sentenced initially, but under the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act, which has to do with damaging federal property, which arson of federal land is damaging federal property, the men would have had to serve a mandatory minimum of 5 years. The judge, when he initially sentenced them, gave them a far less sentence than that. And then on appeal, they were released. And then on appeal, they had to go back to jail. So it's Trump's pardon has to do with that going back to jail. They're saying the men did time, that their crimes were there was a lot of disagreement over what these fires are all about, and they should be let out of jail.
Well, there are a lot of cases with disagreement involved. Why do you think President Trump pardoned them, based on anything else you know?
Sure. I mean, we get into a little bit of this in the Bundyville podcast, but it really seems to fit into a couple of things. I mean, as far as the Bundys are concerned, when they were in court in Oregon for the Malheur refuge standoff, Ammon Bundy talked a lot about wanting to get ranchers back to ranching and miners back to mining and loggers back to logging. And this is really what we've seen a lot from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's rolling back federal lands, federal monuments, and trying to open those up for oil, opened those lands up for oil and gas extraction. So I think that this really kind of fits in that narrative that that we're seeing the administration say, you know, ranchers' opinions matter. We believe that they are the best stewards of the land. And I think that this pardon really kind of lends credence to that idea.
Is it just an idea? Is it just a is it limited to symbolism that ranchers matter? Or do you see the relationship between public lands and the various people who want to use them? Do you actually see it changing here in the West?
Well, I think that it's been changing for a long time. So when we saw the FLTMA pass in the late 70s, that all of a sudden opened up the conversation around public land. So it wasn't just ranchers. It changed the time when ranchers ran the West and really caused ranchers to sit at the same decision-making table with environmentalists and outdoor recreationists and have to share that conversation. I think we're seeing with Trump administration policies that they're kind of trying to go back to the way things were. I mean, it's in a way, deferring to ranchers as the best stewards of the land is almost one of the biggest embodiments, I would say, of Make America Great Again, that there's this idea that the way things were was better, and ranchers managing the West is the way they'd like to see things going. So I think, yeah, it's an idea, but I think it's also part of a greater movement.
And finally, we just have a minute left, Leah. What is the significance in that movement of today's news, of President Trump's pardoning of these Oregon ranchers?
I think you could look at it a few ways, but it's hard not to see that that this is just the latest victory for the movement being led by the Mundys, that when they were acquitted in Oregon, that was victory number one. When their trial in Nevada was thrown out because of government malfeasance, that's number two. And then the Hammonds being pardoned is certainly, I would say, a third and victory, but also showing that, you know, they always said that this was a protest, what they were doing down there at the refuge, not an occupation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, perhaps this lends credence to that idea.
Leah Sottile has been following it as host of the Bundyville podcast, telling the story of the Malheur occupation and telling us about the latest news of the Trump pardon of those two Oregon ranchers whose case eventually would lead there to Malheur. And Leah, thanks a lot for telling us the story.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me.
Our show today is produced by Amina Alsadi, Ajua Jimabrenpong, Allison Bruzek, and Jason Pagano, social media producer Bree Ripley. I'm Bill Radke. Come see us live. Chris Vance, Joni Balter, Nikita Oliver reviewing the week's news on stage at the McMenamins Anderson School in Bothell coming up this Thursday, July 12th. Doors open, 6 o'clock. The tickets are free, but you want to reserve your seat by going to kuow.org/engage. Hope to see you there.